Kamal Simcha of Gimel. Dersh of Nachem Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Shmuel. Chatzah Mishem Shemeshemeshes La'aver. Rabbeinu Mekev is the Shesi V'Arev. Al Shesi B'Lo Arev V'Arev B'Lo Shesi. Nosin Lo Yibes Asayim. So it's a case where it's not connected with the house. And it has a kof of shesi oriv or shesi. Nosin lo beis asayim she mea al nun amo 100 by 50. Ki beiso as nun al chamishim. Beiso as 50 by 50. So asayim is two of them is mea al chamishim. She an ayin amo v'shirayim al ayin amo v'shirayim. If you make it into a square, it'll be said 70 amos and a fraction of an amo. By 70 and a fraction, it's actually about 2/3. Kechatzar Mishkan, that was the area of the Mishkan. Lechsev Erech Chatzir Meyobo Amor Berechem Chamishim BeChamishim. When it says Chatzar, that's referred to the Torah as the Chatzar. So you see that this. Femamudim Elam Klaim Gedar Cholchim In Boros. That was the case of the Chatzar, and the Chatzar was surrounded over there with these Tamudim, with the Kloyim which are around them. The Chamil of the Shabbos, the Mishkan, we use Mishkan as our source, so that's where the Shir Beis Asayim was taken from. From the Mikdash. If it's three, we give him a base of sayim. Shloish and nasa shiyorda, but nasa them called sarchon. Avi yishu hushesi b'le order v'chein alocha. So in this area, so if it's a yachid, we give him a base of sayim. If it's three already, it gets din of a shiyorda. And there we paskin, so he's paskining like Rebbe Yehuda and Reza Rebbe Yehuda, that Yochid only gets based on Sayim and not more. A case of Shesi B'Lei Orev or B'Lei Shesi.
How come he doesn't say Orev B'Lei Shesi?
Shesi B'Lei Orev or B'Lei Shesi. Second line.
Wait, I'm further down. Just before you
dynamite. Oh, right. So now, but in a case where once it's three ready, because it's the mashiach, that we pass the chachamim, and that's it. And it's over there, either one works. Why does he need to say much in both? I don't know. Probably being similar to what he said at the beginning. V'chein aloch. Amar gidol, amar rav, shloishim matirim. What does it mean? There's, if you have three people, so seven beisor is mutter, and five beisor is aser. The Pirush of Rashi. Rashi explains hachi. Bach has the word hachi. Hutzuchu l'sheish. If they needed an area of the actual items they had with them, etc., required an area of six base saw. From the base, sheish soyin. Shein sasayim lechol echod. That which each one needs two. We keep with sheva, and they close, instead of closing six, they enclosed seven. Mutter. Sherei lo nishar ponu ele base saw. Only one base saw is empty. So that's okay. Because we said in the Chumash, also they also agreed that you can enclose as much as you want, as long as you don't leave a base saw empty, to base sasayim empty. See, he left only a base saw empty. Now, lohutzuchel lechomesh keep with sheva. They only needed five and then close seven. Filo bechomesh aser, even in the five is aser. She base sasayim pani. There's two base saw which are empty. She tzichel them. They don't need them. We ask in Rav Ashi. chamer me'echad yachid ve'echad shir yor anusalem kol tzarchin, you give him as much as you need. But actually, hey, beis asayim ponui, as long as there isn't the beis asayim ponui. So my love means ponui me'odim. It means empty from a human being's assumed the area that he needs. And we're saying each person needs a beis asayim. Each person takes up the space, as it were, of a base society. Reish lehem base sheish soyin. The one upon me adam el soachas. Only one base saw is empty. And my marta asurim elu afilu bechamish. Why are they asurim the five? Breaking upon it, the katani lomi adam elu mikalim. We're not talking about the area that a person would use. We're talking about practically the items he has with him, how much space they need. In their scenario, they only needed an area of five for their animals, kalim, etc. They only needed five. Akiva, they enclosed seven, which is two beisa more than necessary. Reishnayim pnuyim mekalim is two, which are punished, two beisa, which don't have any kalim in them. They're also even in the chamesh. The batalu hakafasa, because their enclosure is no longer valid.
Can they spread out more?
I mean, theoretically, the point was that the items they have, given what would be the normal way to spread them out, is you only need five.
Yeah.
So the fact that they physically put it in there, I don't think would help.
Okay.
Itmar shlesha umeis echad shnayim and itosu aleihem. So you have three, which gives you the right to have a din of shiura and some clothes as much as you need, and then one dies on Shabbos, or the opposite, shnayim. There was only two. So it does not give them a right to enclose as much as they want, but they did that. And then somebody joined them on Shabbos, and now they have three. Does it become what? So Rav Huna, Rabbi Yitzchok, Machlokes, Rabbi Yitzchok, Chad Omer, Shabbos Kodemis, Chad Omer, the urine garment. One says it depends on what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. One says it depends on how many people are there. This time, the Rav Huna, the Omer, Shabbos Kodemis. He says it depends on what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. The Omer Rabbah. I asked Rav Huna, Irev Derech HaPesach, the two Chatzeris had a doorway in between, and they made it Rubi Chatzeris, a conjoined Rubi Chatzeris based on the fact that they have a Pesach in between. But it's a Pesach, and then the area of the doorway became closed. So there's no access anymore. So it's no longer a valid Erev, but at the beginning of Shabbos it was. Derech HaChalon, Menitzim HaChalon, Mahu. Family Shabbos, Hoyle, Hutcher, Hutcher. Beginning of Shabbos was Mutter, was Mutter. Well, Hakrafuna, Domer Shabbos, Hoyle, Hutcher, Hutcher. Once the beginning of Shabbos is, it's Mutter. The Tanya, Kabase, the Kaman Perakador. Later on, there's a Perak, which starts with the word Hador. And in that Perak over there, we have a Bryce which says, like Rafuna. By Yanami Hakasirla, the Kaman Perak called Gagos. Mahid the boy of Oshia the Yoran Haboyan Bashabas Maho. What if the people joined on Shabbos? You made a Rubi Chatzeris. There the issue was you made a Rubi Chatzeris, and then somebody moves into your Chatzar on Shabbos. So when we make a city area, we mazak it to anybody who will move in the future, which is a kula that we rely on in the city area. However, that you know, whatever that, however that kinyan works, but over there they made it simply for the people who lived in the chatzar. Well, now somebody moved in to the chatzar on Shabbos. So what happens over there? So that was a question which she. The Parakador Kirby Huda. See, the more it ties in over here, this machlokes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yitzchok, the machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Huda, the more it ties it together. So maybe if the more it ties it together, so Rabbi Yitzchok will tell you, you have a Bryce, a Shkoyach, yeah, that Bryce is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi. You can't say that. Zot Gemara. The Hamaskin and Hachah Rabbi Yitzchak Nami Sabak Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak could go like both Tanoim. There is that machlokes that between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is not along the battle lines of Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak. The only way you can answer the Brice is by saying, well, this is machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And I pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I pass like Rabbi Yossi. And that the Brice over there in Perek Hador is going like Rabbi Yehuda. That would be very nice. But that works as Behedja that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Huna are not totally in the machlokes
Rabbi Yitzchak
and Rav Huna is not totally in the machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. They got to be the case of Mechitza. Baba Gab the Rab Saber Halacha Rabbi Yossi Perek Kol Gagas Shmuel Nami Pasuk was a the benefits of Shas Rabim. Rav Huna Moda Nami Baha Kedemasik Halacha Hasam Les Nod Lemechitzas. So the chur, maybe we should not pass like Rav Huna. So we pass like Rav Huna. One second, Rav Huna says once we begin the Shabbos, it's okay. It's okay. Now Rav and Shmuel both say if the mechitza was impacted on Shabbos, it's not okay. Which is a Yossi shita by mechitza. The mechitza, if you lost your lecha, your car or something, or the wall. Rabbi said it's no good. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel say. Well, yeah, but the Mor says, but Rav Huna is also murdered. If you don't know the murder, behold, can you master the hossam? Let's know the mechitzes, because the mechitzes are God. Velva gav lahid the baya per kol gagas benifritza ayri mekamer Shabbos hal v'hutra hutra. There the issue was there was a pirtza, which means it was a mechitza issue, and Abaya says, we look at what it was at the beginning of Shabbos, means we don't say, oh, there's no mechitza anymore. So now we have Abaya lined up against the way we're saying right now, with Rav Huna, Rav, and Shmuel, and Rav Yossi. That's not very healthy. L'adama half pirtza, the shtech etzer, she differs zuzuluzu, the difference of Shazarab. So Zuck, the Rosh, the case of Abaya was there was two chetzeres next to each other, and each one made a separate room of chetzeres. Middle of Shabbos, the wall between the two chetzeres fell down. So now you have one big area which you can't make an Erev. In one big area, but you can't have two separate groups. That's equivalent to not having an Erev. So I said, no, I'll hutra hutra. The case which Argamor is Rebbe's Rebbe is talking about a case is where the enclosure to the Shesarabim, to the between the Mavi and the Shesarabim was fell down. So the Rosh, that's two different cases. It's two very different cases. Why? The Kiva the Mikar was just a Yachag Gemur. The Chatzah was, this area was completely enclosed, and it's Rishus a Yachag Gemur. And Abahashah Rishus a Yachag Gemur. Vokal Adira. So, Mitzah the Mechitza defining it as Rishus a Yachag, that's still there. The issue which our Gemur is saying is a case where the enclosure of your Rishus a Yachag, either the wall between that and Rishus a Rabim or the Lechi, which these are enclosures of defining it. The completing the enclosure have been affected. That's we lose that you're stuck. So over here it's just a yachid. The only problem is now there's a second group in your chatzer because now it's one big chatzer. That's a problem. It's like the toast of the yarn. The dummy out of the yarn of boyim b'Shabbos is the case where new people came to join you on Shabbos, which you said that goes both to the beginning of Shabbos. The other thing that come on Perakador. Hechad the mace ger mibayim. Basically, Gisel b'Shabbos b'Nechasav. Oyser, l'Omer Shabbos hal b'Hutra Hutra. The case was a ger. He died, and a Jew who wasn't from that chutzner came and was matzav b'Nechasav. He sat himself down on the guy in the ger is no yershim in the ger's house on Shabbos. So now you have a new guy in your chutzner, and you're in trouble. Well, why don't you say Shabbos hal b'Hutra Hutra? She asked him to keep in the mace. Ger mevadyoim, The case was the ger died before Shabbos. Poker b'shusay. So this new person really was theoretically possible there before Shabbos. He only moved in on Shabbos, but since there was the potential for a new member here, which you didn't address, that's a problem. A case where the two chatzeres were adjacent and there was a doorway in between, and they made an eruv at the beginning of the year for these two chatzeres together, relying on the Pesach. V'isma Pesach b'Shabbos, v'hachach niftach boi b'yoyim, p'shita mutu l'talta mizuluzud, afila b'loi niftach nami mutu l'talta mi'ever l'kosel, v'chlon she'er abatvach, and the Shabbos hol b'hutcher hutcher. So not only a case of what happened on Shabbos, do we say once the beginning of Shabbos is mutter, remains mutter. Ella afilo nistam b'amsa hashua v'niftach b'Shabbos, it also works. So over here, at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't in place, theoretically. No, the chazah erev l'mekayma, we say the erev goes back to where it was. Since they were their definition as a group was defined beforehand, the only question was we had a problem of access. So if the access was corrected on Shabbos, it's corrected. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to consider one. V'raya behodim of Shabbos. The Mor says perikazerik. See this kshura zubazu. So each ship is just a yochid. So you have now you have two ships which have met out on the water. So and they tie themselves to each other so that they can interact between the two of them. So ma'arvin they can make an eruvah chatzeres between the two of them. Metaltim izuluzu nipsaku if the ropes get detached. So Nestor, so they don't. There's no way to access. So it's like you don't have a doorway in between anymore. So your Rubik and Teres doesn't work. Chazur and Iskasho, they retied. Chazur let Teres and Rishon, it goes back. Shkamachita and Asa B'Shabes, but Meshay B'Mezid, even though it's a form of a Mechitza in this sense that it's now conjoining the two areas, the Mechitza works. Didn't say when it was nifsak. It just says if they chazan his kashru on Shabbos, it's okay. It didn't say when it was nifsak. Fill nifsak b'chol of kamer tiba Shabbos. Fill chazan his kashru nami or minin Shabbos halva hutcher. The case has to be that it happened before Shabbos. Because it happened on Shabbos, of course it's mutter. You say hutcher b'hutcher. Okay.
So it's possible to make a kinyan on Shabbat with regard to the ger met ger shemet and lechasav.
You want to know, is a kinyan on Shabbat effective? The answer is yes. I'm not sure whether you should have done it on Shabbat or not, but it's effective.
The reason I ask is, you know, Rabbi Hinner before him or Rabbi Rosenbaum now. For in mitzvah to give them a present.
I didn't say you're supposed to do it.
And they make sure that.
Yeah. Somebody, I didn't say you should do it. This you don't know if it's effective.
So is it a case of something that's usher but effective?
You know, I don't remember the sugya well, so, but you know, definitely it's effective. We probably hold it effective. I'm not sure whether it was the case. Is whether this or heter, what would be with this or heter, that I don't remember.
From just to tease this out one thing more, it seems to me from various other items that I can't put my finger on at the moment, that generally if something's usher to do, whatever benefit you get from it is often nullified. And this would not fit that model, it would seem.
Well, that's Well, so you're raising, there's two areas of your question, which one is the Eavid Mahani question. Someone says you can't do it. If you do it, is it effective? Is one question. The second question is there an Isser, some type of an Isser benefiting from what you know, do we put limits on your benefits? That second thing is the Din Rabbanan, Maaser Shabbos, etc. Those are all lakanosas. There's some type of discouragement, so you make some type of kanas. By Malachas the Raisa, it definitely applies. By Drabonans, there's a Bir Lacha beginning Shin Yud Ches, which raises the question, does it apply to by Drabonans? Specific Drabonans, it definitely applies to, because they felt the need to be Mechazit those Drabonans by making an Isser if he did it. But it's not a blanket statement necessarily that all Drabonans, that's so. Kinyan on Shabbos is Drabonan.
And the Isser about Kinyan on Shabbos.
Correct.
Would be Drabonan.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the Rosh, the meal, the female scholar of the Shemite, and Lona Raya, she had Locha, commander of Shabbos Karemis. We have no right to our Sugya of Shabbos Karemis. The Batud Ravuna of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Kim and the Sikh of the Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer and Noah, the Army Field of Rabbi Huda, Bashari Mavish and Nitla Kurasa, and the Chayim Kolshkin Shiata, Erev Derech HaPesach, when Islam HaPesach. If he holds a case where the issue is Mechitza remains Mutter, so in a case where the enclosure between the two Pesachim, he would allow also. And that's the case is in Perek Ador, which we say seems to be a ride to Rav Huna. Well, the Ritz says at the end, I agree to that. The Rabbi come on Perek Ador, Kol Shul to the Mitzvah Shabbos, Shul to the Chol Shabbos, the Suya Eruv Derech HaPesach, Venisim HaPesach, Zeklal HaSuya Mai, the case where the access between the two kateris was affected is less of a chiddush than the case of the mavi falling down, the lechi falling down on Shabbos, and if he's matter the case of the lechi kavacharmer, he's matter the case of the door. The door access between the two chaseris being affected. We came in the Rabbi Yitzchak to also got a urine shore ear of Derech HaPesach when Islam. So Rabbi Yitzchak says the case over here by when the urine change on Shabbos, but the Pesach issue is defined at the beginning of Shabbos. So in came Rav Huna the Shari Beir of Derech HaPesach when Islam after the Oser Gabbat the urine. Well, that's the Lahach Tistayim the Kamer Gemor. So it comes out we don't have any Raya. We're bringing a Raya from Rav Huna what he said the Gabbat the case of Ir of Derech HaPesach when Islam to what he holds over here the Gabbat the urine. Well, it's not a Raya anymore. So I have no proof who holds what anymore. Because we're saying that the two things are not dependent one on the other anymore. This is a case where people came on Shabbos, they don't affect the chatzar. So, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the urim dying on Shabbos is a problem. The urim being added on Shabbos makes the enclosure mutter. So in the case of the chotzer, the urim which are added on Shabbos should make the chotzer osur because you have new people there, the chotzer which aren't part of the Erev. And Abai said it's mutter. The Shabbos Karebis will the urine. So we look at what it was with getting a Shabbos. So the Rosh is paskening that at the end of the day, if you make a shesi below Orev or below shesi, even for a yachid, but Yishuv, that works. Okay. It was interesting because the more before, the more presented this statement of the Rav Yehuda Bar Rav, he seemed to paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochid, that it's only mutter based asayim, not called tzarchut. Okay. So he's passing that Ibn Ibn saw that was only Gabi a case of a Yochid who's traveling. But a Yochid is Beyishuv, even that's not Mutter. So that's still Mutter, but it could be the Shir is only based on Saim. He doesn't say. Turn Mechitzer Yadayim, so that we go out to the war of the Padre Mechitzer Yadayim, Omer Ba'al Shon Elam Mamayim Rishonim, Omer Mechitzer Mischaiba, Omer Behudim, Vivnei Ma, Omer Achredim, why must you wash Omer Mechitzer? Vivnei Shemelch Stemis Yeshim, Mesamis Enayim, Meshtachacho, Kikurta, Bekurta. It's a very minimal amount. It's one little crystal of it in a whole kura's worth of salt, but it's dangerous. You have to wash your hands. A person was measuring out salt to somebody. So his hands are in the salt all the time. Let me boy, no question, you'd have to do that. The patim in the arev. They go out to where the patim are making a rubik. Arev amar the very beyond the loshan el rubik hatzeris. Arubit tchumen chayavin. Tanya Rabbi Chiya amar loyken al rubik tchumen the return. Remove Tumen as a din deraisa, therefore they were not mata that when they go out to war. Rebbe Chatzer says they're born that they're mata when they went out to war. Kashmir Biachanim, if you look at a lab, Shanitan Lazarus, Mrs. Bezin, how can you say you get Malkus for Rube Tumen? Al Yotzi Ishmim Kamar, we also dash another from that Pasuk, Al Yotzi Ishmim Kamar, do not carry. It seems the Pasuk is telling me the Isser of the Malach of Hitzah on Shabbos. And if once it's coming to tell me the Isser of the Hitzah with the punishment of Mrs. Bezdin, this Pasuk is punishable by Mrs. Bezdin, at least in some of the cases of the Pasuk. So you don't get Malchus for the other scenarios of the Pasuk, because you don't get Malchus on a lab, which is Nitin Lazarus, Mrs. Bezdin. Is not Toma carrying. The Pasha on the Pasuk is referring to walking. Well, that's the Mrs. Bezdin, Ella Bezar Bovad. So that, the Ikra of the Pasuk is only referring to walking out, not carrying, and therefore, for that, the punishment is Malchus. The Kashlan Hechim Rahaka, I don't understand. How can we hear Hacha look and all the Rubit Chum and the Bartero that you get Malchus for Rubit Chum, which means Chum is the Raisa? When I come along, the less of the Rikib, the Chum is the Raisa. You don't pass the Rikib, which calls Chum is the Raisa. Rashim Gemara, the Bremer Rabbah, the Garcinan, he gives a Chosef Chum is Shabbos, Shenu Mechuvarin, the Bartero. When they say, when you reach the end of the Chum is Shabbos, that's not correct to say that's the rice. Rababa boy tenach al payamamo and imachuber. I understand that 2,000 amos is not the rice. Baravasa lof imachuber he, but 4,000 is. Rishum bar Rafuna mishum Rav Acha Omer Emre enlocha imachuber mikulan ella yud beis mil kemachti. No, the only one which is the rice. Is 12 mil. Mil being 2,000 amas. So 12 times 2,000 amas. Mechuber means correct. The word kiver is white. It's like washed. It's clean. It's like a clean shot. Mr. Asher, Tchumei Shabbos, Mehen the Rice, Mehen the Rabbonon. Some of the rice, some of the rabbanon. Mi apayim am avayid beis mil is loyka layin the rabbanon mi rabbanon. The Rebbe Akiva made a rice up to 12 mil. Karn rabbanon told the rabbanon, so you get Malchus Martis. Rekiva holds the rice of the sea where he says, "Where's the rice at 2,000 amos?" The sea makiri irvachutza elef amo saviv. One pasuk says, and when it's measuring the cities, that you get 1,000 amma outside of the wall. One says, it's payas kate ba'alpayim ba'amo. You get 2,000 amas. We have shalom elav shekar nemer alpayim. We have shalom alpayim shekar nemer elav. Make up your mind. Is it 2,000 or 1,000? Okay, it's it. So what does it mean? El elav amo migrish. The first 1,000 amas is the area of the migrish around the city. That the area which you must leave open to beautify the city. You leave this park-like area outside of the city. You can't plant it, etc. You can't have the fields of the farmers going directly up to the walls of the city. That's called migrish. Balpayim, the second pasuk of 2,000 amas is Tchum Shabbos. It's telling me that there's a locha that Shabbos, the Tchum is 2,000 amas. So according to Bekiva, 2,000 amas is in the pasuk. The Chama say back, no, that's not shot in the pasuk. Rabbanan Sarvi, Elef Amma Migrish, Lepayim Amma, Sada Sukramit. So the first 1,000 amas outside of the city, you must leave empty. The second 1,000 amas belongs to the city, so that it's given to the pasuk talking about the cities for the Levium. So they didn't own any ground outside of the city, but they own the city. But they were given another 1,000 amas beyond the first 1,000 amas, which they were allowed to plant, make fields and vineyards. So they got some level of property ownership. 1,000 amas. Suppose it's not talking about Tchum Shabbos, it's talking about a halacha of ownership and usage for these 2,000 amas. So they have no pasuk for 2,000 amas being Tchum Shabbos. Okay, so up to 2,000 amas till 12 mil, that's what we're keeping the Chachamim. So don't leave the machlin Yisrael, which is 12 mil. Less than 2,000 amas is mutter. Now, so what's the problem? He said you get malchus on eruvei tchumen. Eruvei tchumen is only allowed. You can't make a Rubit Chumen beyond the Tchum Derais of Yud Beis Mil. Rubit Chumen is, if you want to go 2,000 Amas, you want to go 4, you make Rubit Chumen within your 2,000 Amas, and therefore you're now to go another 2,000. So, according to Bekiva, that's the Raisa. So you can't, Rubit Chumen wouldn't work. The only one that holds Rubit Chumen works would be the Rabbana. According to Rabbana, it's not the Raisa, so why do you get Malchus? We said before, less of the Rebbe Kiva. We don't pass like Rebbe Kiva. Okay, so this is all the Rif talking, and the Rif remains with the question. Much of the members at the Rosh, Nochel Kamer, Avol Rebbe Tchumen, Chayavit, is a case of your Chayav. The Tanur Rebbe Kiva, look at Rebbe Tchumen, the Martyr, Vahana Yud Beis Mil. You get Malchus and Yud Beis Mil. Shalok and Af, the Divir Chachamim. Not Rebbe Tchumen, just Tchum. There you get Malchus deraisa. So chiyavim b'Malchus Mardos, I feel the tchum d'alpayim the last element rabbanon. So therefore, they created Malchus rabbanon for the tchum of 2,000. Fine. Mia Gemara didan suffer the rabbanon leka shum tchum the Shabbos the rice I feel you bezmil to communicate the more said that even 2,000 that's in the Yisham, but the Bible holds that even 12 mil is not the rice. The cover parak called God the yadol betchum and I believe it's Rabbi Kiva mashu the rabbanon leka is the rice of betchum. Cover parak mashu it's yul kamina amar lei rabba labaya mitzi a rubet chum the rabbanon. So we have a Gemara which more later on the more says that tchum is the rabbanon. And Zemor and Shabbos, the Mor says, in a case where a person discusses the case of a person did all of Lama Tetz Malachas, Behelamachas, how many Kabbalahs is his Chayiv? Mor says, well, if it's did all of Lama Tetz Malachas Behelamachas, so it's a case of, it was a case of Zadun Shabbos, the Shikas Malachas. Because if he forgot Shabbos, he only brings one korban. If he forgot either Malachas, he brings a separate korban for each one of them. So Mor says, well, if you remember Shabbos, what does it mean remember Shabbos? If you think all the Lamas has Malachas and Mutter, that's not called remembering Shabbos. If Shabbos is the day that you don't do, there's no halachic implications of Shabbos, it's not called Shabbos. So Mor says, yeah, the case is, you know that you remember the Yisrael Tchuma like Rabbi Kiva. But still, there's no case of remembering any Siddharaisa of Tchum. So it means the Tchum is even your base Mila Kurner Bun is Mirabonim. So our Gemara would we have difficulty being Masber. The Rif's question stands, this Gemara is going like Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Okay. I said, passing the Biros, Zakta the Rosh, beginning of Perek Sheni, Simon Aleph. Our brother the Yumdan Nira Kishmar, the Rabbi Yehuda says you put four in the four corners. Remember, Shmona Nira Kishnai Mosa. You need besides the four in the four corners, you also need a straight pass in each one of the sides. Rabbi Yumdan Rabba Pshutin. It's four deyumdin, which that's like eight, and then there's four pshutin, gavin asar tvachim v'rechav ben shisha v'oven kolshu. The ten tvachim high, the six tvachim long, and there's the thickness is kolshu. V'neim kimloy shtei revokas. The gap in between is the equivalent of two sets of cattle, one going in, one going out. Shalshola shalosh bakar dibur meri. Yehudam shal arba arba. Each one is three, each one is four. Achas nichnes, that they're tied together so that they're close to each other, so it takes up less space. That's a achas nichnes, which maybe needs a little more space. Mutal akrav of the bear, you'll let him make it as close as possible to the bear, but it's close enough that you can get the majority of the porta in the inside of the area, which is enclosed. Therefore, the animal we're not afraid that the animal will pull back, and he will walk with the pail of water to catch up with the animal, and then carry out from the Shosei Yochid to Rishon Surab. You can make it as wide as you want, as long as you extend the pass. Okay, so that's as far as we got. As far as we got in the Gemara.